Good evening, my name is Phil, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And well, to proceed with this survey, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you very much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I will be voting.
Thank you. What is your age?
84.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, they're going fine.
Thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, economic issues like taxes and government spending, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, or cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights?
All of them.
Okay. If you have to choose one of these, which one would you choose?
Probably replacing Biden with Trump.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. David Jordan.
Pardon?
David Jordan.
David Jordan? At this point,
correct.
Unfavorable.
Would that be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Anthony Sabatini.
Favorable. Very.
Thank you. Mike Levine.
Unfamiliar with him.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Favorable. Very.
Thank you. Cory Baker.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Nan Cove.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Keith Farner.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Mark Jordan.
Unfavorable, very.
Thank you. Adi Owens.
Not familiar.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Keith Farner, Adi Owens, Mike Levine, or Nan Cove?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be in, I'm out of state right now, and I won't be back in time to vote in that.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have to choose lean, who would you lean to this by the moment?
Truthfully, I'm not certain.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to, you know, read any literature that may have come in the mail to familiarize myself.
Okay, I understand. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? To Kit Farner, Adi Owens, Mike Levin, or Nankoff?
Well, as I said, I'm not really familiar with them.
All right. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Mine has not changed much.
Thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight to for conservative principles. Bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
Okay.
Okay. With these two statements, with which do comes closer to your opinion?
I really don't have an opinion on it at this point.
Okay. And the next, which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Or, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
Well, I'm definitely not voting for Joe Biden. I didn't vote for him before, and I won't vote for him again.
Okay. And then for the two first statements, which one comes closest to your opinion?
For the which opinion? Say it again.
Yes, I can go ahead and read both to you. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we knew all along. He has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Or, While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Of this statement, which comes closest to your opinion?
The second one.
Thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraisers has been in the news recently. Current property appraisers Kerry Baker qualified as write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run a political office. Have Kerry Baker just failed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame, or this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
Well, he got it illegally, so I think he should be sued. And if I were there, I'd be writing in for Kerry Baker because I know him. Is that all?
Yes, these are the two options for this one. So that means that you go for the second option, or?
Yes.
Thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. I will read the statements. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Brunell and Gary Borders.
Okay.
Okay, so would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Really no difference.
Thank you. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
Not familiar.
Thank you. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
Who is this?
Yes, I mean, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So in this case, we have a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
More likely.
Thank you. Would that be much or somewhat more likely?
Much.
Thank you. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Not likely.
Okay, would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in the state government.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
Definitely more likely to vote against them.
Okay, so would that be much more or less likely?
Yes.
Thank you. A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Oh, likely.
Would that be much or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A candidate who had a line placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Much more not likely.
Okay, much less likely.
Right.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants.
Much more not likely to vote for that person.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Who would that be?
Yes, in this case, if
go ahead.
We don't have any specific name. This is just a statement. If that statement will make you vote more likely or vote less likely for that person, that for a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years. So would this statement make you vote much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Well, if they're Republican, much more likely. But if they're Democrat, no.
Okay. And you will now be asked a few short...
Let's put it this way.
Okay.
For me to vote for a Democrat is not going to happen.
Okay. I do understand. And well, we're just a few questions to remaining just to finish this survey. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college, graduate
high school
with a
graduate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life. I'm Catholic.
Okay, would that be strongly or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your opinion and your time.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too as well. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.